Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking and praying this week about the path we travel and how God lays out that path for us, how He desires us to walk in His path, to live life in a way that honors Him, that is obedient to Him, that lives with freedom in His commands. And today we're going to talk about the path of light, and specifically the light of God's Word illuminating our path and giving us guidance and giving us safety. And Psalm chapter 119, verse 105, we read, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." If you've ever tried to walk anywhere in the dark, you realize pretty quickly how valuable light is. You may have been one of those, one of many. I'm not sure if there's anyone that's completely avoided it. If you've gotten up at night, that you've stubbed a toe on a bedpost or something that you weren't expecting. And when we live life, there are so many things that are unexpected. So many things that have the potential to stub our toe, to make us stumble. Even on those nights where the moon is full, and it seems like you can see everything, there are still those things along the path that are obscured. And so we carry flashlights if we're out walking at night, especially if the path is uncertain, if it's unfamiliar. There are times when I've been out on a paved path that I've been on before, and I walk just simply with the light of the moon, and it's adequate. There's nothing obscuring the path. There's no trees to cast shadows or darkness in spots. But for the most part, if we're out walking at night, particularly out hiking, and there have been those moments where we've been out photographing sunsets, and as we head back to the truck, there's a desire and often a need for some illumination. And when we live life, we live life walking this path that some days it's a path that is familiar to us. Other days it's a path of uncertainty. And we can live with confidence. We can live with an awareness that God's Word is that lamp to our feet, a light to our path. And sometimes we need that lamp for our feet, that flashlight, so to speak, that we shine directly in front of us, and we pay attention then to the details of where that next step lands. Other times the street light is fine. That light for our path, the path itself becomes illuminated. And when that happens, that lamp directly at our feet isn't nearly as important. And God's Word becomes both of those. There are times when the difficulties, the troubles of this world seem to shield out the streetlight effect of God's Word, and we need to be very direct. We need that lamp that's guiding every step, that's dispelling the darkness in front of each step. But there are other times we live life and the umbrella, the floodlight of God's word shines far ahead of us and all around us. And we can walk in greater comfort because we not only see by God's word the step directly in front of us, but we see by God's word what's ahead of us. Now, I kind of like both of those. I like knowing what's ahead. And in many ways, that's my preferred method of living, is knowing and understanding. Having that big picture, the general area illumination. But there's also a part of me that likes adventure. And having that night hike with just a flashlight, not knowing fully what's ahead of me, but knowing that my next step is safe, can be exciting. And as we live life walking this journey with God, we have access to both the immediate illumination and the general illumination. I say access because it's still up to us to flip the switch, so to speak, to gaze deeply into God's word, to not only read and know God's word, but to put it into practice. You see, his word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, but that doesn't happen simply by carrying a book with us. It happens by living according to the words in that book, in the Bible. And when we live with this path of light, we find that we don't stumble nearly as often. I'm not saying we don't stumble at all. There are times that the broad daylight of life, I get distracted and I miss something, and I stumble anyhow. And that's true whether you're talking about hiking a path or whether you're talking about living life. But God's word helps us not only to see what's ahead, helps us to not only see where that next step is going to land, but the illumination of God's word helps us to get back up and to continue on our journey. That even if the darkness has disoriented us, even if the stumbling and falling has disoriented us, his word illuminates not just the path that we're on, but the path that we ought to be walking on. So that when we get back up, we know which direction to turn in and how to continue that walk. And what an incredible privilege for us to have God's word. But to do more than simply carry it around, to hide it in our heart, to digest it, to make it a part of who we are, and live with the light of his word guiding us, protecting us, giving us direction. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider how familiar you are with his word. Is it your lamp and your light today? Whatever your day looks like, is it your lamp and your light on the way to work? Is it your lamp and light at school? Is it your lamp and light at work? Is it your lamp and light at home? And all of the things you do in between all of those activities, does God's Word light your way? Have you come out of the shadows of the darkness of evil to become one who walks in the light just as He is in the light? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love knows us better than we even know ourselves. And You've given us Your Word as a lamp and as a light to help guide us, to help protect us, to help give us safety and security. And Father, today may we recommit to a greater practice of ingesting Your Word, of making it the foundation of who we are, of living by it, of walking by it, of allowing it to reveal to us the path that we ought to be on, the path that we are on. And may we use the light of Your Word to guide us in the way that we ought to go, the way we ought to speak, the way we ought to work, the way we ought to study, the way we ought to do life. And Father, as we gaze deeply into Your Word, may we continually find the guidance that we need, not just to walk this journey of life, but to get up when we stumble, to know the direction that we ought to be going in. And Father, may we not only find that within Your Word and the way we live life, but may we be faithful in shining the light of Your Word around us so that others may see. May the illuminated path, the well-lit way, be visible to others because of us, because of our proclamation of Your Word and because of our clinging to Your Word. And God, as we walk that path of light, as we walk with You, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.